What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 23 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Greatness of God. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie once wrote, David knows not only the presence of the Lord, but also the power of the Lord. What he does reflects who he is. Our text for today is from Psalm 86, verses 1 through 10. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. The 86th Psalm is a prayer by King David and reflects his dependence on God's greatness. Many scholars believe that David wrote this psalm while in great distress, likely when his life was in great danger. Sometimes when studying a psalm, it is helpful to look at the concluding statement of a section and backtrack from there to see all the results from that discovery. In verse 10, David declares the greatness of God. The Hebrew word for great is gadol, and means exceedingly great in any sense and far higher and more noble. David calls out to God in distress because he is exceedingly greater than anything that could come against him. David continues his statement in verse 10 by adding that God does wondrous things. The Old Testament word for wondrous means to accomplish things that are too hard. The New American Standard translates it as miracles. This adjective is used to distinguish the most wonderful works. David sums up God's greatness and ability to perform miracles too difficult for anyone else by stating, "You alone are God." As you study the previous 9 verses in Psalm 86, you see David's multiple responses to God's greatness. Since David knows God's greatness is incomparable, he asks God to listen to and answer his prayer. He requests that God preserve his life and declares to him, "You are my God." David trusts in God's power so extensively that he constantly cries out to him in prayer. He acknowledges that the Lord can lift up his soul. He realizes that God is good and forgiving, and that his steadfast love is extended to all who call on him. So, David calls to God in his times of trouble and is assured that God will respond. He continues his prayer by declaring God's complete distinction among other gods, because no one can do the works he accomplishes. God is surely worthy of worship from people of all nations. The primary lesson derived from Psalm 86, verses 1 through 10, is that since God is greater and his works more miraculous, we should call out to him in prayer and come before him with worship. The greatness of God calls for the proper response from every part of his creation. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie help us apply these verses to our spiritual journeys. David prays in the crisis. He calls and God will answer. We see the covenant God bound to David, ready to give ear to his prayer and shower him with abundant mercy when he calls. In the day of trouble, there will be an answer. And when we find ourselves in the same covenant relationship, we can expect the same answer. God is God, yesterday, today, and forever. God's greatness requires a great response. His incomparable dominion compels total dependence. His divine ability demands constant praise. Some questions to consider. How does God's greatness demand a response? What can Psalm 86, 1 through 10, teach you about depending on God at all times? And finally, how is David's prayer connected to his praise? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.